Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Working with the River's Natural Edge, The Wedge Approach, by Greta Solbrig. The 2025 Upper Mississippi River Conference will include an exciting new addition. For the first time in conference history, one of our collaborators, the Waterfront Alliance, will host a workshop session one day prior to opening remarks on Wednesday morning. This new opportunity is one funded by the Walton Family Foundation, with the goal of expanding the reach of the Waterfront Alliance to freshwater regions. The presence of the Waterfront Alliance has historically been limited to coastal communities facing the impacts of sea level rise. However, the organization has now been able to expand to three inland municipalities, two of which are in Iowa. Cedar Rapids, the Quad Cities, and Memphis, Tennessee will all receive funding for WEDGE, which stands for Waterfront Edge Design Guidelines. The WEDGE evaluation and accreditation will bolster the capacity for projects in these areas to create development plans that work with the river's natural edge rather than against it. The workshop will also be unique in that it will discuss the application of WEDGE guidelines to a local project that is of interest to the Alliance. Local residents are likely familiar with Renew Moline, a city initiative backed by a multidisciplinary team with the goal of revitalizing the riverfront. WEDGE representatives will discuss the project at the workshop and apply their six categories of investigation, including site assessment, climate resilience, community access, edge composition, natural resources, and innovation. By reviewing the project through the lens of these criteria, the development will be more likely to withstand future threats and foster a more positive sense of place for community members. The Waterfront Alliance's participation will also extend beyond the one-day workshop, and representatives Valerie Aguilar and Tom Klein will provide Thursday morning's keynote presentation as well. To close, Valerie and Tom will present briefly to students at the NextGen Summit as part of the Environmental Career Panel. For more information on this year's Upper Mississippi River Conference, head to riveraction.org/UMRC to view the conference schedule and description. We hope to see you there.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.